Walk It Back.
That's the title of my message. I'm going to be preaching to myself again today. That's usual, because God's always dealing with me first, and then I get to deal with you the way he dealt with me. So I often do that, but I believe that we have endured several things that have upset our routine. Order and routine for me are comfort and bring confidence. And I know I don't need to rely on routine, but it really helps me sometimes. And we've been in a time of change. Change often brings distress. So we have to stay connected to God so that we can stay in the flow of His Spirit in order to deal with chaos, because change often brings chaos and distress. I'm going to read from Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, I called on the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. If I'm in distress, I need to call out to the Lord, and he will hear me. He will hear you. And I'm reading from Psalm 118, verse 5. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. Broad place is I have plenty of room to move. I have a pretty solid base. I'm not sitting on a pinnacle. I'm in a broad place. So chaos, as I said, is often the result of change. Chaos causes a sense of disorder, of confusion, of disruption, upheaval, and stress. If I'm in stress, it's because I am distressed. It's because things are chaotic around me. As long as things are peaceful, I'm usually pretty good, but that's pretty seldom. The symptoms of chaos are also symptoms of being in the flesh instead of walking in the Spirit, because I've gotten my eyes on the stuff, the things, the chaos, the change, and off of God, and I'm out of walking in the Spirit. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading verses 8 through 11. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So what did he say? We're dying to the flesh. We're dying to the mortal body. Amen? We have to die to our carnal nature in order to live the life of Jesus in the Spirit. We have to die to our mortal flesh. Amen? We have to die to the natural order of things, so that we can live in the Spirit, which is the answer to overcoming chaos. If I want to overcome chaos, I have to walk in the Spirit. I have to get out of the flesh and get in the Spirit. Most of the trouble we have is because we're walking in the flesh. It's because we're not trusting God. We're not in His presence. We're not seeking Him. We're caught up in the mess, which brings stress. Stress is the result of pressure, tension, and strain. It's not good for our health. Stress is not good. It's usually the result of being afraid. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I need to read that again. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our help is in Him. Amen. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. So do not be afraid when terror comes. I think fear is a natural response when we are out of control. When we don't have control, sometimes we get afraid. When the first sign of trouble comes, we get afraid. And God is saying, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm going to bring you through this. I'm going to help you out of this. I am your place of safety. I am your help. So the way to avoid stress is to know God and to trust Him to show you the way through the dilemma. To know Him, trust Him to show you the way through your dilemma. and overcome fear. That's what we need to do, overcome fear. When fear comes, cast it out. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you are afraid, sometimes you have a spirit of fear. That is a demon, and that is something you need to get rid of. So you cast out a spirit of fear. It's amazing the difference that that will make. Psalm 61:2 says, from the end of the earth, I will cry to you. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Some of us have been absolutely overwhelmed with the things that we've had to deal with. We've been in a really hard time. It's been a distressing time. So what do? Cry out to God. When your heart is overwhelmed, ask God to lead you higher. Lead you up in the Spirit. And Psalm 56:3 says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. So cast out a spirit of fear and then deliberately, on purpose, trust God with whatever it is that's going on. Nobody else is going to help you. I'm going to read from Small Straws, which says, you've been through a distressing time, but you must position yourself to move on. You cannot do anything about the past, but you can embrace my will and purposes for your future. I got to do that again. You've been through a distressing time, but you must position yourself to move on. You cannot do anything about the past, but you can embrace my will and purposes for your future. Go forth with an open mind and heart. You've learned some valuable lessons that enhanced your wisdom with regard to your ability to handle challenges in the days ahead by trusting me, says the Lord. So whatever you've been through, learn from it. Gain strength from it. Know that if you survived that, you can survive maybe anything. Anything that comes, if you get through this, you're going to be okay. You're going to survive it because God is with you if you cry out to him. So walk it back. Walk it back. What does that mean? It means to retreat from or distance yourself from a current position. How do you do that? Get in order. Get in order. Get in divine order. I'm not saying that we should do nothing in the natural realm to get through distressing times. I'm not saying that. I am saying that there are things that you can do to help alleviate the chaos, but the most important thing we do is get connected to God. Trust God. Pop up in the Spirit instead of walking in the flesh, instead of staying in the mess. Get in the realm of the Spirit. We cannot live in the flesh, our carnal nature, in fear, in distress, in worry, and still live in the Spirit. You can't do both at the same time. You're either going to be in the Spirit or you're going to be walking in the flesh. You're either going to be trusting God or you're going to be distressed and fearful. Not going to do both things at the same time. When you find yourself in fear or being fearful of what's coming or what is or what's going to be, you need to stop and just get in the presence of God. Trust him with that situation. So, flesh, spirit, two realms, very distant from one another. And you get to choose, but you have to choose deliberately if you're going to be in the flesh or in the spirit every day. Every day you choose. So we need to rise up in the realm of the Spirit before we overcome the works of the flesh. I've said this a number of times. We cannot overcome the flesh by the flesh. It just doesn't work. Behavior modification is a temporary fix. It's not the answer. You can't overcome the flesh by the flesh. And we try to do that. When we realize we're in the flesh, we want to take a hold of that flesh and make it quit. That's not the way. What you do is get in the Spirit and let the power of God work through you to bring you through this. Get in the Spirit. That's how you fix it. 1 John 2:16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not the Father, but is of the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, not of the Father, it's of the world. So is fear, so is distress, so is chaos. Amen. And Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you have to get in the Spirit first, and then you can take care of the flesh. The Spirit in you will take care of the flesh. It suddenly just melts away. because you're in a different realm. It's up to each one of us to put our lives in order by walking in the Spirit. That's how we get in order, is that we walk in the Spirit. Psalm 131:2, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. You know that we can do that. We can just calm down. We can just let go of the distress. This is a function also of developing self-control, which is one of the manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit. We have all the fruit, but that's one of the manifestations, is self-control. The Spirit indwelling, dwelling in us, and self-control being part of what happens because he's in there. And that Spirit in us will calm us down. Proverbs 17:27b, a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. And Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. So we need to be still. Instead of focusing on the feelings of distress and being uncomfortable with change, we need to get in touch with God in the Spirit. Establish and maintain relationship with him, and that is a full-time job. Establishing, maintaining relationship with God full-time. Isaiah 32:18, people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. That's when we are connected with God. Then we dwell in peaceful habitations. If we're in the flesh, we are not going to be in a peaceful habitation. We're going to be a mess. Amen? Reading from John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's peace. We need to allow it to come in. It will come in when we are in touch with him. Amen. So, order begins with consistency of doing internal work. Order brings consistency of doing internal work as led by the Spirit of God, always available to God for his input, his correction, his wisdom. That's the only way that we're going to get in order. I'm going to read from Oswald Chambers. He said that the Apostle Paul had a strong, steady, underlying consistency in his life. Consequently, he could let his external life change without internal distress. That's really good. Underlying consistency in his life, allowing external change to not create distress internally. Because he was rooted and grounded in God. Most of us are not consistent spiritually because we are more concerned about being consistent externally. What he's saying is be consistent internally. Be consistent about doing the work that gets rid of fear. Keeping the Holy Spirit in there. Being connected with God. That's the consistency. So we have to develop a consistency by forming the habit of always looking to God. Always seeking his face. Always listening for his voice. Always obeying his leading. Don't make decisions without him. Do nothing apart from God. I mean, nothing. If you start to do that deliberately, it will become a habit, and you'll find that you're doing that automatically. But until you get to do that automatically, you're going to have to do it consistently, habitually. So a lot of the stress that I endure, you just have to work it out internally. So it was simple. All I had to do was change my way of doing things and stop relying on old methods. And I'm saying that prophetically to you. All you have to do is change your way of doing things and stop relying on old methods that no longer work. I asked for wisdom, I received it, and that was internal work for me. So God is dealing with us internally all the time as well. Finishing with James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to us liberally and without reproach, and it will be given. I've said this 1,000 times. I've never asked God for wisdom and didn't get it. If you ask, you wait, the wisdom will come. Don't ask and then do your own thing. Ask and wait, the wisdom will come. And that's what we're going to be doing in this season. Ask for wisdom. Let God lead. Stay in the Spirit. Get out of the flesh. So I'm going to recap. So If change has caused you distress, cry out to God. Chaos is a symptom of being in the flesh. Rise above it and walk in the Spirit. Stress is the result of fear. Trust God. Walk it back. Get connected to God again. Be consistent, always looking to God for help and guidance. Then everything is going to be okay. Amen.